KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look at sports now this morning, starting off with the girls' state soccer tournament. The semifinals played yesterday at the County Soccer Park Complex in Des Moines. And in Class 1A semifinal play, it was Davenport Assumption 5-1 over Center Point Urbana, and Bishop Heelan beat Iowa City Regina 1-0. In the 2A semifinals, Lewis Central a 2-0 winner over Spencer, and Waverly Shellrock beat Pella 3-1. And in the 3A semis, Ankeny Centennial a 2-0 win over Waukee, and Ankeny beat West Des Moines Valley 2-1. That sets up the championship matches for today. A Class 1A title game will be played at 10 o'clock here this morning as Davenport Assumption takes on Bishop Heelan. The 2A championships at 12:30 today as Lewis Central faces Waverly Shellrock. Lewis Central playing for their third straight state championship, and they'll take on the only undefeated team left in the field in Waverly Shellrock, who comes in at 20-0. In the Class 3A championship at 3 o'clock this afternoon, it'll be Ankeny Centennial taking on Ankeny in that all-Ankeny final. All those games will be played on Field 9 there at the County Soccer Park in Des Moines. Moving on to high school baseball and softball from yesterday. In baseball play, it was Creston beating Atlantic 6-2. Jaden Driscoll hit a two-run home run. Garrett Dahl had a two-run double for Creston. Cooper McDermott went 4-for-4 for Atlantic, and Chase McLaren had two hits as the Trojans come up short there. In other Hawkeye 10 play, it was Algona over Denison-Sleschwig 11-10. Denison-Sleschwig beat Starmont 10-0. Kemper Catholic 3-0 over Shenandoah. Lewis Central 5-0 over Abraham Lincoln. Red Oak beat Essex 12-2. And St. Albert 14-1 over Clarinda. Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning beat Griswold 15-4. Logan Magnolia 14-10 over Trainer. Tri-Center a 7-1 win over HSTW. And Underwood beat Missouri Valley 6-3. Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva 9-3 over West Harrison. Boyer Valley beat Glidden Ralston 6-1. Coon Rapids Bayard a 3-0 win over Woodbine. And Earlham got by Exira EHK 7-6. In quarter conference action, Fremont Mills a 12-7 win over East Mills, and Stanton beat Sydney 11-8. Pride of Iowa play, I-35 11-5 over Bedford. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Southwest Valley 15-0. Nottoway Valley a 9-3 win over Central Decatur, and Southeast Warren beat East Union 18-2. Other scored, Sergeant Bluff Luton took 2 from Thomas Jefferson, 8-5 in Game 1 and 12-0 in Game 2. And Lamoni was a 10-0 winner over Murray in 5 innings of play. In high school softball play yesterday, Atlantic competing at the Creston Classic Tournament, and the Trojans picked up a win and then suffered their first loss of the season. They knocked off Ankeny by a score of 5-4. Alexis Handel hit her 5th home run. Alyssa Derby went 4-for-4 at the plate in the win over Ankeny. And then in the next game, Burlington were able to knock off Atlantic 5-2. Olivia Engler in the circle in that game for Atlantic. And the Trojans played well, just didn't get enough runners on to drive in. And Coach Hinsman said he was proud of their effort yesterday. Thought they played pretty well, and it was, a good way to suffer that first loss of the season, and they'll learn from it and move on. We'll hear more from Coach Hinsman later in our coaches show at 8:30. Handel also had a home run in that second game, that loss to Burlington, going over 40 for her career. Also, it was Burlington, a 9-3 winner over Sioux City East at that tourney as well. Bondurant Farrar beat Lennox 6-4. Bondurant Farrar also a 12-6 winner over Creston. And Creston 4-3 over Sioux City East there at that Creston Classic tournament. Other scores in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 16-6. Western Iowa Conference action, IKM Manning beat Griswold 11-0. Riverside 11-1 over Audubon in five innings. Trainer 5-4 over Logan Magnolia, and Underwood 13-1 over Missouri Valley. Rolling Valley Conference play, Coon Rapids Bayard an 8-5 win over Woodbine. Glidden Ralston beat Boyer Valley 15-7, and West Harrison a 15-14 win over Arweva in nine innings. Corner Conference, Sydney an 8-3 win over Stanton. Pride of Iowa action, Central Decatur beat Nottoway Valley 15-12. I-35 17-4 over Bedford. Martinsdale-St. Mary's a 10-0 win over Southwest Valley. Mount Air beat Wayne 2-1, and Southeast Warren was an 11-4 winner over East Union. At the OABCIG tournament, it was Carroll 18-2 over Esak County. Dennis and Schleswig beat Whiting 12-0. Maple Valley Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute was a 9-5 winner over Kemper Catholic. And Newell Fonda beat OABCIG 11-0. At the Woodward Granger tournament, it was Madrid 11-1 over Abraham Lincoln. Ogden beat Pleasantville 6-5. They also topped Abe Lincoln 14-1. Winterset was a 4-0 winner over Lewis Central, and they also beat Pleasantville 8-1. And Woodward Granger was a 6-5 winner over Lewis Central. And other scores, Murray 10-0 over Lamoni, and West Central Valley beat Orient Maxburg 20-8 there in softball play yesterday. Moving on to Major League Baseball. Jose Martinez homered twice off Matt Harvey, and Jed Jerko singled home the tie-breaking run in the 10th as the Cardinals rallied to a 7-6 victory in their 12th in a row over the Cincinnati Reds. The Cardinals haven't dominated the Reds so completely since the Great Depression. We'll have the Cards and the Reds once again for you here today. As we had that game last night, we'll have it today with a 2:15 pregame, and first pitch will be on the way at 3:10 here this afternoon. Also, Frankie Montas pitched shutout ball into the eighth inning to win his third straight start, being called up from the minors, and Chris Davis homered twice to lead the Oakland Athletics to a 7-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Dustin Fowler also homered, and Jonathan Lucroy drove in three runs to help the A's send the Royals to their sixth straight loss. Other baseball scores yesterday in the interleague play, the Yankees beat the Mets 4-1. In American League, it was Toronto 5-1 over Baltimore, Cleveland 4-1 over Detroit. The White Sox beat Boston 1-0, Seattle 4-3 over Tampa Bay, Houston 7-3 over Texas, and the Angels 4-2 over Minnesota. In the National League, it was the Cubs beating Pittsburgh 3-1. San Francisco 9-5 over Washington. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 12-4. Miami a 4-0 winner over San Diego. Arizona beat Colorado 9-4. And the Dodgers 7-3 over Atlanta. In Pacific Coast League Baseball, Omaha a 16-5 win over Albuquerque. And El Paso beat Iowa 4-3. Today's games see Albuquerque at Omaha and El Paso at Iowa. Those games set for 7 o'clock hour starts here this evening. And those teams will play again on Sunday afternoon as well. In the NBA, the Warriors have romped their second straight NBA championship, beating Cleveland 108-85 to finish a four-game sweep. It's the third title in 4 years for the Warriors, and the second one they won at Quicken Loans Arena, where their 2015 title was secured. The Cavaliers won the rematch the next year, but Golden State has handled them easily to finish the last two seasons. Stephen Curry scored 37 points, and Kevin Durant had 20 for the Warriors, who won their sixth NBA title to tie Chicago for third place behind Boston and the Lakers. LeBron James checked out with 4:03 remaining in what could have been his final game in Cleveland, with fans chanting MVP, MVP as he went to the bench after congratulating some of the Warriors, but it was Durant who was voted the MVP of the series. And Justify is seeking to become horse racing's 13th Triple Crown winner and second in 4 years when he runs in the Belmont Stakes today. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner is the early 4-5 favorite for the 1.5-mile Belmont, the longest and most grueling of the three-race series. If Justify beats nine rivals in the 150th Belmont, Bob Baffert would become the second trainer to win the Triple Crown twice, and he will have the inside rail here today in that one spot to start. And in golf, Bernard Langer returned from a three-week break to shoot an 8-under-64 and take the first-round lead at the PGA Tour Champions Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines. Langer closed the bogey-free round with a 12-foot birdie putt on the par 4 18th at Wakanda Club. The 60-year-old German star took the brief break in part to attend his son's high school graduation. And Langer said, "I think I have a pretty good idea now how to play the golf course. When I had to get up and down, I got most of them up and down, and just bogey-free is always fun." Glenn Day and Woody Austin were a stroke back, and defending champion Brant Jobe was at 66 with Jerry Kelly, Tom Lehman, and Doug Garwood. Day opened 66-67 last year at Wakanda, then faded with a 76 And that was real easy. I had about three Coors Lights. We got in the car, drove home. It was no big deal, said Day about moving past his finish in 2017. That's long gone. On Friday, he had four birdies and a six-hole stretch in his final nine. Austin, in search of his fourth senior win, shot a 31 on the front nine. Job struggled so much during the Pro-Am Thursday that he spent an extra 2 hours hitting balls in an effort to correct his swing. It was worth it. I needed it, said Job. Mark Calcavecchia, the 2016 winner, withdrew after two holes for what tour spokesman Chris Richards said were family reasons. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.